Blackstone Audio presents The Red Sphinx, or The Comte de Moray, a sequel to The Three Musketeers by Alexandre Dumas, edited and translated by Lawrence Ellsworth. This book is read by John Lee. Dedications. Alexandre Dumas. To Monsieur Dmitri Pavlovich Narishkina. Lawrence Ellsworth. Dedicated to my son, Wyatt. And about time, too. Part 1. The Red Sphinx. 1. The Inn of the Painted Beard. Toward the end of the year of our Lord 1628, the traveller who came, for business or pleasure, to spend a few days in the capital of what was poetically called the Realm of the Lilies, could depend on hospitality, with or without a letter of introduction, at the Inn of the Painted Beard. There, in the Rue de l'Homme Armé, in the house of Maître Soli, he was sure to find good cheer, good food, and a good room. Though next door to a wretched cabaret on the corner that had, since sometime in the Middle Ages, given the lane its name, thanks to its sign depicting an armed man, there was no mistaking the Painted Beard. That inn, to which we now introduce our readers, was far more prominent and attracted travellers by a sign so majestic that, once seen, none would go farther. There, squeaking in the tiniest breeze on a rod tipped with a gilded crescent, was a tin plate sign that depicted a Grand Turk, sporting a beard of the brightest hue, justifying the strange name of the Inn of the Painted Beard. Add to this the rebus adorning the front of the house, above the entrance, which meant, taking into account both sign and rebus, at the Painted Beard.